A group of influenza experts meets today to design next year's flu vaccine. They're gathered near Washington, D.C., and they're expected to recommend that the vaccine include a new flu strain that appeared on experts' radar screen only in the past few weeks. NPR's Richard Knox has the story.
California hadn't seen much influenza last September when the new flu showed up in a nasal swab sent in by a doctor in Santa Clara County, south of San Francisco. Dr. Marty Fenstersheib is the county's health officer.
That was our first one. That case kind of popped up, and it was very unique.
The victim was a young woman who didn't bring the new flu strain from somewhere else.
This person who hadn't traveled must have indeed come into contact with somebody who had, and that's the way flu spreads.
In this case, the traveler was most likely from China. Recently, flu experts have traced the new strain's progress. They say it made up 3% of flu viruses collected in China last April through September, but no one noticed at the time. Now that it's recognized, the new flu has a name, A. California 07-2004. It's in the flu family known as H3N2, which is known to cause more severe disease in adults. By last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention discovered that A. California has spread throughout America. It already makes up 28% of the flu viruses the CDC has identified this season, and it's turning up all over the world. Klaus Stur is the World Health Organization's chief flu tracker.
It will spread globally very rapidly, and it will take over in the next 6 to 8 months. More than 80% perhaps of the H3 influenza virus globally will be of the California type.
Last week, the WHO declared that A. California should be one of the three components of next season's flu vaccine. The other two are holdovers. Today, the FDA panel is expected to do the same. Now the race is on to get A. California into next season's vaccine. First, scientists have to grow it in fertilized eggs. That's not easy. Doris Bucher of New York Medical College says A. California doesn't like eggs.
We've been struggling to make the thing grow. It seems to be unstable. Sometimes it'll grow, sometimes it won't grow.
Lately, she's having more success with a California-like virus called A. New York 55. Stur, the WHO's flu expert, says it's a good thing A. California showed itself when it did.
The virus made a big mistake. It came too early, so it provided a bit more time to gather data, to exchange the information. When I'm saying a bit more time, I'm talking about 4 weeks. During 4 weeks, this global analysis had to be accomplished. Viruses had to be exchanged over 5 continents. That has happened in 4 weeks' time.
Stur says the new strain may bring a more severe flu season because most people's immune systems have never encountered it before.
The California virus is new, so it's a good idea to get vaccinated against this virus next year when it's going to be certainly more widespread.
But it's not clear whether America will have all the flu vaccine it needs. British regulators haven't given the green light yet to a vaccine plant in Liverpool. That plant was supposed to provide nearly half of America's flu vaccine this year, but contamination problems spoiled that plan. Stur says time is running out.
Without any doubt, companies which may not be able to start by the end of March, early April, with the last component of the influenza vaccine may not have the time to do everything what's necessary before the next influenza season begins.
So the nation may be facing the new flu with another vaccine shortage. Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.